When we had a chance to catch up with Mandisa and talk about her experience on Idol, we asked her if she was treated well. So we have to make sure that you're being treated as well. They give you some decent food and some loving and some grocery allowance, or what's it like throughout the week?
Well, you know, it's different. I think it's different in some ways and similar in some ways. You know, I mean, this is one of the largest television, production companies in the world. So they're going to take good care of you. The place where we're staying is very nice. It's a gated little community, you know, that you can get in every once in a while. We see other celebrities walking around. So, I mean, it's a nice place, but it's not home. You know, I mean, I got the chance to go home. My wife and I had a little girl who was born on October 29th, on Monday, October 29th. And so I flew home for about 36 hours so that she could be born. Mm. And you know, when I got home, it was like, oh, my goodness. You know, L.A. is a nice place to visit, but this is home. This is where I live, and I miss this so bad. Because, you know, there's no place like home. Don't want to be cheesy, but there's not. But where we're staying is very nice, and they've been really good to us. You know, they get us groceries once a week. We give them a grocery list of different things that we're wanting. You know, we don't get too exotic. You know, we're not all cooks in the Mile High Orchestra. We're not asking, you know, for the rarest cheeses in the world. But, you know, they give us some good groceries, and, you know, so they've taken really, really good care of us. It's a little different than the fact that, you know, there's, you know, when this thing started, there were about 60 people. You know, because it's all bands. It's not just 10 people in American Idol. And some of that's wonderful because, you know, I think sometimes the Idol contestants are such under a microscope that, you know, they can't breathe without someone criticizing a certain way. So it's a little different here where there's so many different people. We're not under such a scrutinized microscope. But at the same time, you know, it's a lot more mouths to feed. But they've been really good to us.
Well, and kudos and congratulations certainly on the addition of the beautiful London to the family to join Brother Boston. Are there any other cities, I mean, kids that are planned?
I don't know. We'll just have to see. I think, you know, Amy and I always said, well, let's have three kids, and then we had one kid, and we were like, maybe we'll have two kids. We're not quite sure. We'll just have to see. You know, if London had been a little boy, we were going to name him Lincoln. We thought that was a great, strong name. And so if we have another little boy, I think Lincoln's on the books. And if it's another little girl, maybe Brooklyn or Sydney. I'm not sure. You know, but we'll just have to wait and see. I think that question, boy, with a one-week-old, I think that question is very open-ended at the moment. We're not saying either way yet.